It seems we have guests.
We're the Bungie Kids with plasma pistols glowing. It's our podcast show with Brian and friends
and Frankie.
The Bungie Broadcasting Corporation is proud to present Frank O'Connor.
Welcome back, everyone. This is the third ever Bungie podcast. I'm sitting in the studio. It's a small room with Brian Gerard.
Cheers.
Luke Smith, both regulars, and a newcomer, a stranger, if you will, Mr. Joseph Staten, Bungie writer.
Joe? It's true. It's true. Hey, everybody.
Welcome,
Joe. You know what? I'm so proud to be on the Bungie podcast. I really am. I'm honored that you guys invited me.
Yeah, we didn't invite you at all because Bertone didn't show up.
Oh, I see. I'm a replacement. All right.
No, you were invited for the second part. We're just including you on the first one,
yeah,
too.
Exactly.
I appreciate it.
We invited you first and then Beardy Bertone second.
Yeah. Well, it's lucky that I'm actually cultivating a scraggly beard to sort of fit the bill.
Right. Well, you're somewhat beardy. I'll give you that. There's a little silver there, isn't there? Is that what I'm seeing there?
My gray hairs.
He might be blonde. I can't tell.
Frankie's pointing out problems with your hair. Does anyone else see the problem with this or just me?
Well, you're talking about, if you're talking about problems with my hair, I have no problems with my hair.
Joe meets the criteria. He's got a frosty beverage.
Anyway,
stubbly beard. He's allowed to be on the show.
And he's working on his Silver Fox deal because he's about to be a published author, right?
That's what I've heard.
Which is why he's wearing a cravat and a smoking jacket also.
Well, I thought we were supposed to be in costume for the podcast. Isn't that all the
thing? That's not a costume. What? That's your clothes, dude. Just a minute.
I just put this Halo shirt on before I came in the room. I never wear one to work.
Sketch always branding, even on radio.
Hey, I believe.
So we just got back from E3.
Yeah, you guys, how was it?
We were tired. We didn't see anything at all. We saw one thing. We'll talk about that later. But we just did demos on the half hour, every half hour for like 1,000 days.
Yeah, we did. What did we add up? About 50 combined between
the
two.
Was it literally 50?
That's
50
what
demos?
My rough math came out to. About
sounds
50.
About right, yeah.
Yeah.
And so that was like 50 deaths that the press had to watch?
No.
At
how
least
many is
half of them?
Oh,
were
yeah,
successful.
25.
Yeah. Only 25 deaths. See, we don't actually choose to implement
cheats,
death lists, or any kind of cheats like that. Unlike
Who would do God mode during a demo? I don't know. I don't want to start a big brew. Ha ha. About that.
You don't want to start a big brew, Mac.
Oh, cough, Cliffy. Oh, God mode.
Actually, if I was on stage, I would have definitely turned on death lists.
No doubt. Yeah, there's no, I mean, like, who would have wanted to see somebody playing the same demo over and over? I would have turned on that list too.
Yeah, so. An hour later. All right, one more try, folks. Bear with me. I'm taking this Phantom down. Yeah.
It was easy for us because our demo was, we had a half hour to play around, and if we'd had 5 minutes on stage, it would have been disastrous if we did. And actually, a lot of people asked us why we didn't do the campaign demo on stage live in front of everyone. Why was that?
I thought it was because our only great player, Luke, wasn't available to come do it.
So. Yeah, sounds confirmed.
I didn't have anyone hardcore enough to do it, so.
Well, I would have left Deathless off.
Well, so cheats.
I think we didn't show it on stage just because we had awesome trailers to show. That's my theory.
Hmm. There you go.
That's true.
We should talk about that trailer for a minute because there's been a lot of feedback and reactions out there. Overall, I think Halo fans generally found a lot to like about it. There's a ton to pick apart. Tons of gameplay to look at, a lot of new stuff no one's ever seen before. Also a huge departure, though, from what Bungie's done in prior years.
Yes and no, because as Marty pointed out, while we were making it, this wasn't supposed to be a trailer. It wasn't supposed to be one of our drama pieces. It was supposed to be a music video, to use his words. We did one in 1999, per Marty's description, and this was a repeat of that. I mean, that's exactly what it was supposed to be, and that's what it was.
Yeah, I mean, if you look back at Halo 3 announced, Halo 2 announced, those were massive projects, took months of work. And basically, once E3 moved to fall right in the middle of the final crunch period for the game, we made the decision that there was no way we could actually pull together something of that magnitude.
And all those demos were total lies. Oh, what? No, but the cool thing about this one was that it's actual gameplay. I mean, I think this is the first Bungie trailer that we've ever done where we have taken... I mean, you know, with respect to the Halo stuff that we do at E3, that's all in-game, real shipping stuff.
I mean, we always use Engine for those things, but then some of that stuff gets, to clarify, gets dumped, right? Like Earth City, all of that geometry ended up being dumped.
Well, I guess we showed Zanzibar for Halo 2, but really what we've shown is
that
like announcement
not
trailers,
at the keynote. We didn't do that Zanzibar demo on the keynote.
We did it at the E3 before we shipped, so I guess we have shown some gameplay stuff, but even then we were just showing the environment.
Right.
I mean, the cool thing is all the old trailers, those were really, like I said, announcement pieces, so it was just prototype, this is where we're heading toward. But what people saw at E3 was where we've arrived, which I think is pretty darn cool.
Right. Yeah. And to reiterate that, it's a game engine every time. Just because the game might not end up looking like that doesn't mean it wasn't the original game engine, right?
Right, so. Right. Yeah,
well, I understand there was maybe some technical issues with the live broadcast on a gaming network, if anybody was
gaming
watching
TV
that
network?
Feed.
Yeah.
But if you haven't already seen the real version in HD that's on Marketplace or Bungie.net or a QuickTime on Halo.Bungie.org, definitely should check that out. There's a lot to see.
Yeah, Neil's thing too.
That's right. We should
talk a little bit more about that, because you had a big part in that, right?
Oh, I mean, I had a part in it. No, I mean, Neil and the guys down at Weta, they're working on a series of short films that are going to release throughout the summer. So this one was really just the first one, a preview for what's to come. I can't talk about the other two. Right. I don't want to give Ray any surprises, but the other two, suffice it to say, are much more story, action-driven, real self-contained
short
films.
We did this one in Injustice by just springing it on people without any context. You know, so they're like, why am I looking at sniper rifles and warthogs being assembled? We didn't do is say, this is the first in a short series of short films, which will actually come to, you know, a dramatic conclusion, right?
I mean, we did say that after the fact, but it was really lost on people at the keynote. As cool as I think that short was, at the keynote itself, it just wasn't really, people just didn't know what the hell it was. They didn't know what to make of it.
Right.
It was kind of weird.
Right. Well, it is the kickoff to a series of short films, which are going to be really, really cool. We haven't quite figured out how they're going to get distributed and when exactly, but those guys are working on it right now. And actually, an email, which you guys have seen, I got the best picture in the world.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
Yeah.
What was it, Joe? What kind of picture was it?
It was a picture of a thing with wheels that you could actually drive around.
Did it have four-wheel independent steering?
It had tusks on the front. Like a...
All right.
Like a... Oh.
What?
Like a puma.
That's a saber-tooth
puma.
Yeah, sorry, exactly. For these action-oriented shorts, I mean, you saw some of the physical models that Weta was making, but when you have action, you got to have guys driving around and shooting stuff, and so all that stuff is in the pipe. But it looks awesome.
Right. I think it'll make a lot more sense when you watch that one again. But it's back to back with the other shorts. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and I mean, I think we can say honestly that up until 2 days before the keynote, we weren't even going to be a part of the keynote. So a lot of people here did step up and bust ass to produce that trailer. And everybody in this room helped play some games, get some safe films, provide that down to the video crew. So
except for me.
Yeah, you were on vacation whole week, were you?
In Yosemite.
Well, I wasn't on vacation. I was holed up in a mountain cabin typing away. Thinking that's, of you guys.
That sounds so professional. Yeah, you sound like a real author.
It sounds so Stephen King.
I retreated to a cabin in the woods.
The Dark Half or something.
Right. Yeah, no, it wasn't very professional at all, trust me.
No.
Can you talk a little bit about the book at all? What are you comfortable talking about?
Well, it's...
People saw the final cover. And
yeah, people saw the cover.
People
that
loved
really
the cover,
good.
Yeah.
There was a slight battle rifle controversy about the cover, which I didn't expect.
Can you clear that up?
That?
Yeah, you want to clarify the...
Well, suffice it to say that there's a really good reason that Avery's got a battle rifle in the book. So it wasn't a mistake.
Right, we know
it
that.
It was intentional. But just some people thought it was a... Some people thought it might
be a
mistake.
Right, they thought it was an anachronism.
They thought that they'd caught you.
They did.
Like these sleuths on the interwebs were like, we caught Joe.
You can't catch me.
Did BRs... BRs didn't exist at that point in time?
That's what some thought.
Oh, okay. In First Strike, I believe, some of the Spartans go in and Halsey whips out some new generation weapons, and the battle rifle was one of those as a little preview for Halo 3.
Okay.
That isn't to say that the battle rifle didn't exist in an even more prototypical form earlier.
Right. Well, more to the point, like if you're a gun fan, the Kalashnikov is still the most commonly used weapon on Earth and hasn't changed in, what, 40 years?
That's true.
Like, it's gone through minor modifications. So let's just look at... And this is the 26th century.
Kalashnikov.
Right? And you got to ask yourself, what kind of soldier would be responsible for, say, field testing a prototype weapon even before the Spartans?
Spoiler. That's a good point.
Yeah.
You know? I'm not going to argue. If the story Bible says it's so, then it's so. Yeah. There you go. Right. Joe has spoken.
Yeah.
Shut up, Halo
Nation.
It is
the word of God.
There were a lot of threads on the forums about that, though. A lot of people freaking out.
Well, I mean, technically, the UNSC didn't know how to hold two guns at one time until
circa
Halo 2 either, right?
So. It's true. No, it was actually outlawed. You could not dual wield
in
the UNSC.
Desperate times. Desperate times cause for desperate measures.
That's right.
Dual wielding, John Woo style.
In our darkest hour.
Yeah,
I don't know what else I can say about the book, Luke, without giving away mad
spoilers. Can you say whether or not there is a sexy times sequence in it?
Oh, I think I might have alluded to some sexy times in the interview that we gave.
Do we finally get to figure out how Avery knows what the ladies like?
You know, I can't really say because that would ruin it. But it's there's a little bit of romance, and it doesn't all involve. Look at these guys with their skeptical looks and their frowns.
I'm not skeptical. I'm aroused. I'll be honest. I want to know what he does and who
Stay
he does
in your
it
chair,
to,
Frank.
And what
Sit.
Species it is. Just tell me.
No, well, it's not just Avery. There's love all over.
Can I do a find and replace on your Word document and find turgid?
No, you can't. It's actually, I have a list of words that I refuse to put into any love scenes because that would just take it into harlequin territory.
Yeah, yeah, like you can't use the word spastic in a love sequence.
You
know, right?
Or what are some of the words you can't use in
shenanigan.
A love scene?
Shenanigan.
You can't really use breast.
What?
Why not?
Well, space because, boob.
Well, you can't. I mean, breast. Yeah. Breast always. The use of breast usually involves a verb somewhere proximate, and so then you get into like petting.
Smacking and squeezing,
touch, and then it's
jiggle.
Yeah, it's.
This
not.
Is. Hey guys, I need a cold shower now. I'll be back in a minute.
The Bungie Podcast.
So, speaking of your novel, you're going to be down at Comic-Con, San Diego Comic-Con next week, right?
Yeah, I'm going to be at the WizKids booth.
Sign in stuff. Ooh. Meet
sign hey, wait. WizKids isn't a book publisher.
No, but we have this grand Halo licensing empire.
WizKids is a what?
WizKids is making the Halo Clicks game, which is super awesome.
Yep.
And so they were nice enough. I'm not quite sure how we worked that out. Brian probably knows more, but they were nice enough to get together with us and Tor and create a little sort of a little Halo encampment down at Comic-Con. So I'm going to be there, and Eric Island's going to be there. So perhaps if people
Breasts.
Show up, I will.
Yeah. You get a Sharpie. It's non-toxic, ladies. It's safe. Come on by.
Yes, it's true. But my wife also helps with the WizKids PR, so she'll be standing right next to me. So if you show up in a bodice, just tap me on the shoulder. We'll go around behind
Would
the
you
booth.
Sign a dude's boob?
Yeah, man boob. A moob.
Would I? Don't you mean that?
Yeah.
When was the last time I did?
You have posters of the cover or something
yeah,
you're
so
giving away,
making,
right?
Flats, I guess, of the cover, and we'll be signing those. Right. And Eric, who's actually published books.
Yeah, he's got mad books. Yeah.
And I'll be there with my little piece of paper. It's coming out.
It's
really.
A pretend book.
It is a pretend book.
Are you going to be taking rides on the Halo Click Scarab as well during your breaks?
I
heard
think
that thing's
made it,
huge.
They made it big enough for me. I mean, I'm a strapping guy, but I hear it's pretty big.
Is the Halo Clicks, as I call it, Scarab based on the Halo 3 Scarab?
Yeah, it is.
So, yeah.
It is.
From the trailer.
Would you see the Master Chief to go to their office?
Yeah, I went to WizKids a few weeks ago.
See the giant, tiny Master Chief running away from the huge Scarab.
They showed huge pictures of it and like played a fake game of it in front of me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Comic-Con.
There you go. Every Halo fan. What,
where
do you know
and
which
when?
Booth that is by any chance?
I believe I'm there on Saturday, and I think it's in the afternoon sometime. But
which hotel are you in?
That's
all right. Nobody will care.
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't even
this
know.
This thing
honestly.
Airs after that. You're safe. Go right ahead.
Well, you're going to be there, aren't you, Brian?
I can't go this time.
Oh,
Frank,
just going to be
Frank
me?
And I have another obligation. We're taking the Halo Roadshow out
to
Europe to
in Europe.
Spread Bungie love. No, this isn't Leipzig.
Amsterdam.
Going on the tour.
This is legitimate work.
Yep.
Oh, in Amsterdam, sure.
It wasn't even our choice of venue.
I would have killed to go on that trip.
Are you serious?
What is your venue are you in Amsterdam?
But it's not. Like, people always say that.
I don't think we're allowed to give away any details on that yet.
But people always say that.
It's going to be cool. It is going to be cool.
It's like when Harold was emailing us when we were in Santa Monica. He's like, how's the beach?
We'll be calling in for the next 8 or 9 podcasts from Amsterdam.
Exactly.
We should be back by end of the calendar year if things work out.
We'll develop a Dutch accent, which as far as we know is smoking a pancake, right? I don't really know how to do a Dutch accent. People I actually know have kind of English accents.
Yeah.
So no offense.
Cool. So Comic-Con's gonna be a place to be. It sounds like it'll be fun.
Yeah, it's gonna be good.
People should go down and check it out. Look for Joe. I'm sure our friends from Red vs. Blue will be there again in their booth.
Oh, those guys gonna be.
They wear the armor and there's a big mob scene. Yeah, it was cool last time.
Well, there's no more Red versus Blue anymore.
Like, there's no more Red versus Blue. The blood changed.
I'm going to go on a limb and reckon there's still a lot of RGB merchandise that warrants selling. Right. So
it's collector's
item.
Be
there. Yeah.
Now it's even.
Did you guys
watch
the final episode?
I cried.
Did you watch all three?
Cried a tear.
I cried a little. No, it was awesome. It was awesome.
Didn't the Red versus Blue guys get an opportunity to do a voiceover in Halo?
Shh, don't tell anyone.
Yeah.
Maybe.
We don't know if it got used or not.
No. I mean, it might have gone in.
That was all for charity, right?
Yeah. It was for charity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man, that'd be terrible if that was for charity and they paid all that money and then didn't get in.
It sucks.
We'd really screw the pooch.
What if we didn't agree with
it
the charity?
It could be in. Maybe it's just a super rare skip fraction. You may never hear it.
What's a skip fraction?
I'll defer to one of the other experts for that.
May or may not have written Bernie an email last night confirming that something may or may not have gone into the game successfully.
Yeah. Well, we know where it is, too. Or if it existed, we would know where it was.
You know, actually, this is we should maybe talk about dialogue for a few minutes because that was a big hot topic around our E3 demo. And while all the press and people we had in the room with us really loved it. They thought it was awesome. The grunts had tons of witty lines and the Marines. And I read a lot of reports of just how much more vibrant the dialogue was,
how much more constant, amusing and awesome it was.
Much to the dismay, though, of our audio team back here at Bungie, because on the build that we had with us, the combat dialogue just has not been tuned yet. So literally there was never a second where somebody wasn't saying something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They were basically responding to every trigger all of the time and to answer their earlier question, a skip fraction is how the system decides how frequently a line will be played. And the more rare the skip fraction, the more rare the line. Simple as that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So as Marty pointed out to me today, it was actually pretty entertaining and fun for like a 7-8 minute demo, but 7 or 8 hours of nonstop Marine and grunt chit-chat.
Come on, what's boring about 7 to 8 hours of grunt? Come on, that's good times.
I'd pay good money for that.
Yeah. So I just know that the audio guys here wanted us to reiterate that the final game that ships will not be quite so over the top in terms
of loquacious.
Combat dialogue. Right. Yeah,
that's a good word.
Yeah.
Loquacious. Mm-hmm. Sibilant.
So was there any other house cleaning or anything that otherwise surfaced from the E3 reports?
Well, I mean, there is the whole Frank and I spreading lies for four straight days.
Yeah. Well, spreading other people's lies, let's be honest.
I mean, we should just come out right now and try to clear the air about a misunderstanding.
So there's a couple of lies we spread, right? I think probably the biggest, most difficult one was we were told very early on, and this isn't anyone's fault, we were told thousands of years ago that the Halo 3 Special Edition Xbox 360 shipped with the wireless headset. And they gave us one as a sample. And, you know, so we brought that down to E3 and we're like, it ships with this and it ships with this. It does not ship with the wireless headset. It ships with a specially designed Halo 3 wired headset, which is actually good news for some people who don't want to pay that, like, giant extra premium for a wireless headset and also are, like, loath to use extra wireless devices in their home and all that stuff. But,
What would you call people who are loath to use
Luddites? They should go back to Luddia. Anyway, so it's a wired headset and it does match really nicely, so it looks pretty cool anyway. But the other lie that we spread was the unlimited items that you could save on your hard drive from saved films and game variants and so on.
Screenshots.
Yeah. Mm. So there are some limits, but they're actually pretty flexible. So you can only have 50 screenshots on your 360, But that's not a big deal because you upload them in BungieNet and you can save as many as you want, trillions of them. Doesn't matter. So that one's kind of irrelevant. But we'd
BungieNet itself is not going to host a trillion.
No. You'd have to save them to your hard drive.
Player, right?
You just save them to a folder. Here's my Halo screenshots. Bam, you're done. Same. It's the same date and metadata, right? So you're good to go on that. So you can basically, with a very small amount of work, save unlimited screenshots. But we said that you could have unlimited movies on your hard drive until your hard drive run out of space. Which isn't exactly true, but we found a workaround. So you can have 100 items on your hard drive. So that could be, for example, it's a bad example, 99 saved films and one saved game variant, right? So it has to be 100. It's got to be a combination of that. But I went and asked our UI guys, and the good news is that's sort of irrelevant too, because you can just make another profile because it's on a per profile basis. You still have to do some swapping around to upload them because you can only upload from a gold account. But you just do that on your 360 HDD and you're all set.
So like in RPG terms, like a mule, if you will?
I don't play RPGs because
come on,
chicks
back
like
on
this.
No, Sketch is right. It'd be like having a mule character. But the question is, what will you do if you have to unlock different different accounts? You'll have to unlock different areas on those accounts. Like if I was going to save from a mission that's other than Sierra 117 on a silver account, wouldn't I have to unlock that mission first?
I mean, that's a really good question. We should
Frank
definitely
doesn't know.
Well, we should definitely check with the UI guys as to whether or not it's easy to move saved games, for example, from between one profile and another. I have the feeling you can't. So you might be right. You may have that extra step of having to unlock those levels for campaign. But it won't be a big deal in saved films for multiplayer at all.
Yeah. Was there anything you guys said down at E3 that wasn't a lie?
Yeah, I introduced Brian Gerard. Oh, I actually said you were Elvis.
Yeah.
I know is reading the email when I got back is that there was a certain amount of trash talking about who could and couldn't shoot down certain phantoms.
It was like Gimli and Legolas.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah. With less of a homoerotic undertone, I would say.
I'm not sure
I don't
about
know.
That.
You guys are sitting awfully close.
Yeah. Well, we spent 12 hours a day in a dark room.
No. I mean, all we had was each other and the endless carnage. So
huddled around the heat of our power brick to stay warm. I mean, it was...
Indeed.
It was
but
rough.
It did. I remember, like, it didn't really get competitive till we saw the email thread back at Bungie, right?
Because when Frank sent an email saying "Sketch fail, he died." Lol.
Something like that.
Yeah, that didn't
what? That
start
was
a war.
That wasn't it. Stefan that started that email thread. I can't remember. It was someone here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just copied. Everyone that I seemed to do my demo for was at 9 a.m. First show of the day, the most critical press, and I happened to die. So,
well, Sketch sent me an email or an IM one day that was like, we're getting really tired. We're dying a lot. And I said, are you letting Frank play too much? And he said, you know, I actually, I die a lot too, but when I die, it's with drama. Frank just dies by getting picked off by carbine jackals.
It's true.
I agree that Sketch has way more drama going on than me. But by the end of the event.
So true or false, whose epic playthrough had the entire room breathless, letting out a collective sigh and gasp when I finally cleared that level?
Didn't you just answer
mine.
That question?
Okay.
Whose playthrough when
said.
I finished?
And true or false, who gave the last demo of the show but I think died on their last hurrah?
I don't know what you're talking about. I've never met you before in my life.
Yeah.
But I did. Who shot down the Phantom more times? Let's be honest.
You probably did.
Right.
I'll give you
all of what you just said.
Who
what
taught
you, guys,
you how to shoot
the
Phantom down in
the
first
Phantom
place?
What were
chain gun.
On Heroic, there's a chain gun on the ledge or on the edge of the riverbank.
Oh, Joseph wouldn't really know.
Pump
He plays primarily on normal.
Oh, I don't notice it appearing on normal and easy,
yeah.
Joe.
Yeah,
it's really an elite tactic.
He plays on normal with
Deathless. Oh, for you, because you play on normal. It's on the bouncy castle near Funtown.
I'm never coming back to the podcast.
I did get the idea from Frank, and I almost pulled it off. I got up on the second roof of like the second mini little structure, almost took the Phantom down with a melee attack before it flew away. You saw it?
Well, see, the funny thing is, like, there are two...
Not really.
This point in the project, there are two ways to play the game, right? There's playing the game.
Right.
Like Luke, who will go in and turn on various things.
Frank described it appropriately last
jack
week.
Jack up the difficulty
don't
level.
Talk about various things.
I'm just
things.
Saying. Do a little
we don't
certain
talk about various
switches.
Things.
What? He turns on subtitles.
Yeah, I do like to play with subtitles.
Things like that. Or there's the you know, sort of the testing play, right? Where you turn on normal, you turn on death list, bottomless clip, you go through and you listen for dialogue, you're fixing bugs. I mean,
Luke doesn't do that.
I like to see brutes commit seppuku as I'm walking up to them.
It's seppuku.
I admit I'm of the latter
it's Naruto. That's right.
So, Joe, how do you play?
So I play to fix bugs. I play to fix bugs right now. Test bugs, fix them.
Right.
See, we've Log been them. Through this. Luke doesn't know how to play for the sake of screenshots. Yeah, doesn't play for the sake of save films.
It's all for glory.
Doesn't play for
the... Have you ever described the most awesome save film ever?
Actually, yeah, we should probably...
No, because of the... No. The new saved film.
No, but the
truncated one I made the other day.
That one was when, but
with
this
Reefer
is back...
Madness.
No, I'm talking about the saved film.
The one where... Oh, the one with the animation bug?
The one where I beat Luke? Where Mr. Oh. Normal oh, beat yeah. Mr. Yeah, yeah, Legend.
Yeah. What does he mean by bug? You mean by the skill where you just dipped your legs?
Do you remember how Luke, when we're fighting Luke, Luke's constant refrain is, gotta come to battle with the tools you got. Gotta play the build that you have. That's the constant refrain, right?
As I'm like, so oh, one this, day, this particular item is on 1 minute and 30 second respawn. I'll be counting this in my head.
You can watch Luke just muttering under his breath, 1,000, 2,000, camping there. But anyways, in the one day I got the build where it was in my favor, mm-hmm. where there was admittedly a bug with the Elite's animation, we generated the best save film ever for the win.
It's not really a bug. It's more of a karmic coincidence. So what happened was, all things being equal, it would have been a simultaneous death. Let's face it, we saw it frame by frame.
Yeah.
And the benign, benevolent powers that spin the wheels of the universe decided that Joe deserved to live more than Luke did.
Yes.
And an animation bug caused his... I don't remember which armor permutation it was, but whatever it was,
what it was either.
Caused it to duck by about, I mean, literally in real life, about 2 inches.
As Luke's killing brute shot round flew over my head, impacting on the wall behind me.
It whiffed over your head.
It did.
Nope, it was a headshot. The animation was bugged.
But the greatest thing about
that
moment
was... No, but it was real physics. The shot missed you. It's as simple as that.
As it was tied 24-24, Slayer... It whiffs over my head, and then we go frame by frame in the save film, watching, and I'm pumping away with my AR, and Luke's about to, another round is in the air, right? It's about 3 frames away from my face. Wait, I shall tell the story, then you may tell your version. Luke's pitiful, last, desperate brute shot round is hurtling toward my head. And you know when you die in Halo, all your weapons and grenades spill out of your body. Like, you know that's the frame of your death. So the brute shot is 3 frames around away from my head. And bam, 2 frames, all of Luke's weapons fall out of his body as my last, literally, like 2 frames left to go in the match. All his weapons fall to the floor.
He's like a gun pinata.
The next, like, my score goes to 25. The next frame, bam, brute shot right in my noggin.
The thing is,
so you literally won by one frame.
And if it were not for the save film, like, Luke and I finished the game and went, what?
You conceded it was a tie at first, too.
No.
You're like, it's a tie. Give it a tie.
The tale of the tape was that you sucked it down.
Yeah. No, because the correct version of the story includes an elevation change in Joe's character model, which led to the bobbing of the head of the model.
Oh, sure, there was a bob that we discussed before.
Yeah, your head was in between your hands to the point where when Paul Cliff, the technical artist, came up and took a look at it, he was like, oh, yeah, that's totally a bug. You would have won.
Right, but the next head that I saw in stories was yours.
Right before that.
I know.
Who in this room is notorious for calling bug anytime something doesn't work out?
Oh, it's me. Me, I'll come right out and say it. I'm terrible for it. Like, I'll just claim it's a bug.
Or lag.
But host.
Frank does call host advantage. I call bug, but Frank is all, oh, you must be host.
In split screen games even too, right?
The best thing about listening to you and Frank play, because I sit in the Bungie office, I sit right in between Luke and Frank, basically. So when they're playing a little one-on-one, I get the constant banter back and forth. Right. And the best thing Frank says is, Luke, are you getting this, you know, crappy frame rate on your build? Because, man, my frame rate is horrible. Are you getting this frame rate? And Luke's just sitting over there hunched over laughing. And for some reason, your box just always gives you bad frame rate.
Yeah, I got a defrag.
Well, the four of us actually play a lot of games, normally every Friday. We haven't for a while.
Yeah.
But there's a long-standing rivalry. Sketch and I have never beat you guys on a map that I call New Map.
Yeah.
Are you talking about Jub Jub?
No, I'm talking about Long and Lean.
Oh, that's right. That's
yeah,
weird.
You guys
are right. That's
a combination of my stupid, pointless, suicidal aggression, and Joe's a really good long-range sniper.
Yeah.
And it's like, it was just set up for us to win
and
the first
Luke and
few
I
games,
having to IM sure. each other as our only means of communicating during the match.
I was
going to
say, as Joe just outlined, Joe, Frank and I will sit together, sketch, how close would you say you are to me in the office?
I'm around the block.
That level is awesome. That's definitely one of my favorite levels. Like that rush for the certain gun in the middle is...
Yeah, there's a lot of like interesting control points, and it plays really well.
Until the end, when you guys start to lose, and then it's just a pair of jackasses on either side of that map doing the same thing, and you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And I'm not just saying it's your guys. I mean, us too. Our jackasses on that side doing the same thing.
Waiting for certain things and doing other things.
There's a teaser piece of concept art, I believe, for that map. It's already out there.
It was in the Brote Vidoc, too.
It was?
Yeah.
Briefly,
Oh, well. Now people have an image in their head of what long and lean is.
That's a good name for it.
Oh, I think they do. You know, I can only imagine that the worst part of a Bungie podcast is when we're sitting around here trying to be tricky and talking about cool stuff. People are sitting there going,
"You jerks.
Jerks!"
Yeah. No, you know what's bigger worry is that we forget what we already revealed. Or we're like, well, we have a map that has... ground that is high.
Yes. There may or may not be water.
Yeah.
Or we have a guest in who doesn't even know what we've talked about either. And they're talking about stuff.
And then they just start blowing it. Right. And then we forget. And
I'm on message today.
Yeah, and then we edit it out.
Yeah, that's what Luke does. That's why you end up with a 38-minute podcast.
Yeah, a lot of people complained about the length of the last one.
We recorded. This one is too short.
You're not getting anything longer than 45 minutes.
We had 90 minutes of conversation, and Luke deemed that only 38 minutes were worth public.
Well, Luke cut out all the talk about that new feature that we're going to be revealing pretty soon, right?
Yeah, I cut out all of the talk about that.
The feature that's in the EGM magazine.
Oh, the one that is probably going to hit subscribers in the next few days?
The thing that theoretically is a bigger deal than saved films.
Theoretically?
It depends on people's perception. I think it's amazing.
Hmm. I think it's what you like to do. The cool thing about this thing... is that it really caters to a specific kind of play.
No. That's the thing. I think miraculously it caters to everyone. Some people can get something out of it.
I just want to go ahead and just... Let's just say it. You're talking about the gamma control and the...
The weapon lowering button combination is pretty awesome.
Yeah. But I was talking to... guys about the... the AV calibration tool that ships with the Legendary Edition
and the limited
edition, and in theory, if you use it, you will get at least some of your settings up to ISF calibration standards, which for AV snobs is huge.
Yes, here's the thing: Frank is an AV snob.
I am.
I am not.
No.
And Frank, do you want to tell exactly how not an AV snob I am? Remember when you came over to my house one fine evening?
Oh, my God.
I had my new 360 hooked up to my LCD.
So I learned about this before I actually really even had met you. This was in, like, my first week here. And at this point, only knew you in, like that stalker Halo fan way.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, you're the dude from the...
Comic-Con style.
From the videos.
Wow. This is the podcast confessional. So Frank comes over to my house, and I said, Frank, look, I got my 360 all set up. Hey, let's play some. What was I playing? I was playing...
I don't know. You had a Sharp Equos, 37-inch.
Azeric.
Wall-mounted. Nice stereo system. You got
the 5.1
flat
set up.
Panel wall-mounted speakers. Yeah. Good job.
Yeah, yeah. And then I was playing...
he approves.
Dead or Alive, right? I was playing some Dead or Alive.
That's right.
And I said, Frank, check out this hot HD action. And Frank's, without even him putting his finger to his nose just pointed skyward and said, that is not high definition. I said, what do you mean it's not high definition? I set it in the system settings.
He set it in all the software settings. But the concept of a giant, giant switch that says HD, not HD, just hadn't occurred to Joe. Yeah. So I see that all the time. Like, people just don't flick that switch. And but, I mean, you know, it's probably a testament to how cool, you know, allegedly HD graphics look on normal TVs. But you didn't have it set to HD. And I flicked that switch and you were like, oh, my God.
But the monitor calibration tool is cool for, I mean, it's a... Well, I can't give too much away about
no,
it.
No, you can.
It's in the same spirit as
it.
Oh, it's in the same spirit as the surround sound test.
Right.
Sort of fiction
context. Do the welcome.
I don't know if I. I thought we were just doing recorded grunt lines today.
Oh, are you willing to do some you live, to some give live
little,
readings?
If you could riff do some live readings, yeah. That'd be even can better you read than recordings.
The, can you read like the preface from your book in a grunt in voice?
I think that'll have to be from a future podcast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But you know, there's going to be the old audiobook version of the...
Are you still working on that thing that you were working on to get the audiobook done?
The thing I was
working on? Weren't with you the trying thing? To get a certain actor to do the voice?
Oh, someone, yes. Mm. Yes, we are still working on that. Mm. We're still working on that.
Could oh man, cool. I hope it's James Earl Jones.
What? No. Awesome.
I thought it was Fitty.
Fitty Sam?
Yeah, that would be good.
He's got a game hot off the heels of Bulletproof.
It's true.
Yeah.
Didn't it sell more than a million copies?
Yeah, the first 50 Cent Bulletproof game did. Absolutely.
Yeah, I heard that.
Huh.
Huge.
Huh? Great success.
Anything else in our general grab bag roundup?
In the round table area? Mm-hmm.
What about that news today that Joe was talking about before he went on air? Certain long time.
Oh, yeah. Peter Moore left Microsoft.
That's right.
And he's going to take a position at EA.
Well, he hasn't physically left.
No, he's here until September.
September.
Mm-hmm. So just in time to finish the fight.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, the game will be finished by the time he leaves, right? So.
Mm-hmm.
So
he better get his shaders checked in.
Actually, I think Peter's locked out of the depot at this point.
No.
I think he has to go through.
Do you think EA will make him laser those tattoos off?
Are those aren't real?
Sure they are.
Yeah, do not real, believe.
Dave, totally nope. real.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Nope. He has scarification as well on his other arm for like Pac-Man and stuff. Dreamcast logo.
Mm-hmm.
The man's just a canvas. It's yeah. like
he's the a canvas for his man.
Work. He is just like Yakuza. Yeah.
But it was a big. We sort of guessed something earlier than this, but it was a big deal today. Like people, and people are actually quite sad because Peter Moore's like he's an awesome public speaker. He's a cool guy, and I will say this: he really knows his video games. Like of all the executives I've ever met, he knows video games. So we're kind of lucky that we have Don Matrick because he's obviously has a long experience in the video game industry. So it's kind of cool symmetry, right? We lose a guy to EA, but we get a guy from EA, and they're they both know their stuff. So.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough sucking up to the new boss.
Like he'll ever listen to this podcast.
Oh, someone will email it to him. We'll be in trouble. We're going to get summoned. Yeah.
The PR agency will flag it. Anytime you mention like one of their names, it gets...
Those Bungie guys have gone Broken Arrow again.
For the first time ever.
No, they're going to listen to the old podcast. We're in trouble.
Oh, no, it'll take them an hour and a half to get through all the audio material that the Bungie's ever put out.
But, I mean, like, I was checking the stocks today. Microsoft and EA stocks both went up on the news. So I guess it was,
nice.
In good a news way, all around. For investors, it was good news all around. So...
Yeah, too bad I already finished my remodel.
Joe's been remodeling his house. He's having a jacuzzi and a sauna put in, loads of 70s sexy rooms. You name it, they're in his house.
You got a Halo Land room too, right? That's all it is.
You guys never saw my house before. The little two-bedroom, one-bathroom. It's not much
so
bigger.
So Joe lives in a really nice neighborhood, but he had the tiniest, lamest house. You don't mind me saying but like...
No.
So sounds like an amazing investment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if by investment you mean giant money pit. Like,
well,
it's awesome. No, it's awesome now.
Yeah,
really cool.
It's cool.
You still don't have a dedicated
Halo Nation,
gaming space.
I'm sure really wants to hear about my remodel.
But you don't have a dedicated gaming space. What's up with that? Why wouldn't you? Why don't you have a papa room like me?
Because I have two kids.
But kids love games.
Kids do love games. My kids are young.
Right.
And Halo's a mature rated title.
Right.
I think this is fascinating for the Halo fans. When they read your book, they want to know what mind state you are in, what influence
you. They want to know what kind of rig you've got as well. What do you got, like JBL speakers, a Sharp Aquos? What do you got?
Well, we already sort of went over the technical thing, but I will say it was very nice to be sitting out in the back porch with the old laptop open, doing some edits on the book. It was nice.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what the cruddy thing is? Finishing the book, shipping Halo 3, doing the remodel, all in basically the same week.
Idiot.
I know, I'm stupid.
But once it's all done, you get to go on vacation for like 3 years.
You just went on vacation to Yosemite.
I don't get the vacation thing because I got to... Oh, wait. Oh. There are other projects in the future.
Yeah, you're working on other stuff that you're not really allowed to talk about.
Yeah.
Joe's work has just begun.
Start the fight.
Has begun.
So you missed all of E3 then because you're out in the woods in a smoking jacket typing away?
Yeah, no, pretty much. No, I mean the only time I caught up on E3 on Sunday when I came back, but I missed the whole stuff. Right. I had no email access.
Like a cascade of madness when you got
cascade
back.
Cascade of madness.
So what was the GamePro Fiction clarification that we had to do today, didn't we?
Well, I wasn't going to call out any specific outlets. But there was a couple reports E3 that surfaced.
Common mistake. We're just using that.
Yeah, it's just, I think it was a case where people that saw the demo merged that with some information that they had maybe gotten from the internet or through forums and presented it in a way that might have misled fans.
Was this the confusion about the elites?
No, this is basically taking all the stuff that people hacked from various beta bits and strings and mission names and piecing together tidbits. And when you tack that onto your official recount of the Frank and Brian demo, it gives the appearance that we actually gave a two-hour PowerPoint presentation and listed off every mission, the full story arc, every spoiler, every weapon, which is all speculation and based on stuff that people may or may not have dug out of the beta code. So there was a little confusion surrounding that.
So you guys just did more lying.
Yeah, we just lied to cover it up.
I haven't said a true word yet in this podcast. So I'm not even Brian.
Some guy called Dave.
Now, the funny thing about that is that when the theories happen, they're either totally dead wrong, right? So they're kind of funny. But sometimes, and I'm not saying this is this time, but sometimes they're spookily dead on accurate.
I saw,
do you know what I mean?
I saw a forum goer guess exactly what our unrevealed feature is. I mean, like, to the letter.
Really?
Yeah, someone, and it was a guess. You could tell from the way
you worded it. That's me, I'm the guy. That's me.
The most cockamamie theories ever. Like, I'm the guy.
Yeah.
There's going to be 900 new threads about how each guy is the guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Great.
They all are.
Yep.
Everyone is.
First.
First.
It's good times.
So there have been a bunch of requests on the message boards to for us to bring back the Wambulance, which I guess you guys did before, and it's been like a feature on BNet.
It's a huge success.
It's
back when we were way funnier before you started.
But there's no one to ban right now. There's no,
I'll ban you right now.
There's no
ban you,
Don't start.
I've got to produce the
show. Don't push me. I'll ban you right now.
I'm eject you off the forums right this second. Click. Bye.
Hammer.
So when there is someone to ban and people to ban, the Wambulance will...
September 26th will mark the return of the Wambulance, I'm sure.
I heard a lot of wah from Frank down there when he was trying to get through jungle, but...
Keeps going to the well.
I know.
Keeps going to the
well. It's endless.
Yeah, you're the one that needed medical attention when the Phantom kept whipping your ass.
It's true.
But we did. I did gather a bunch of questions from the community that we could answer, but I was thinking we could have Joe read them as a grunt, maybe.
The Bungie Mail Sack.
Oh, I could see.
Why not? You're an actor.
Do it.
You're professional.
Do you want to start with
a SAG or AFTRA accredited actor, right?
Why didn't you start with Chunky Love?
Yeah, actually, I didn't check with my agent before this podcast.
We can't afford you. You got to edit this all out. It's just going to be silence.
Oh, God.
SAG.
You want me to read the from the...
Dude, can you start with Chunky Lover?
Sure. Yeah. All right. Got to get a little grunty here. How many new emblems are there going to be?
We can't answer, you know.
So I counted up how many emblems there were, and I'm not going to give a specific number because I don't think that's necessary.
Seriously, why not? I mean, it's such a jumbo number, it doesn't matter.
There's at least 20 new emblems, but that's only half of it because there's a mountain of new backgrounds.
Well, and also there's basically an infinite combos of
those. Did anybody research that from the last podcast? Wasn't someone going to go and look up
Frank and I were doing the other
exact
math
number
facts.
Of comp
we couldn't do math. Remember, we're trying to figure out how many gallons of Mountain Dew we drink, and we can't do math. It turns out we suck.
I started doing it on pen and paper, no joke, and gave up doing it pen and paper and was like, I'm just using the calculator on the computer.
I thought you were just going to ask Butcher to do it and he'll just instantly give you the answer. Don't try to
do math. Human calculator, if you hit him, numbers fly out of him.
This is when the grunts fall asleep.
Well, let's give them a little snippet. One of the new emblems is a hat combination. You can add a hat.
You talked about it last time.
Yeah, the one that you fully revealed last episode.
The kid with the cowboy hat. Yeah. Did I say that?
Yeah.
What you did reveal was that the cowboy hat's actually a background, and it will go on many different emblems. And some emblems have been designed, retouched, and retooled to incorporate
this. This is a problem with insisting on a must drink policy for the podcast, right?
So that was hardcore when I walked in. Like, the beer was put into my little grunty fist.
Well, Brian forgot to bring seconds, so now all we've had is one beer, so now we're just
actually
laying
that's
up
not
being
true because you know me, so I'm still milking number one.
let's go to commercial if we need to. I'll get Frank a fresh Zima and we'll pick up where we left off.
I think we should just keep on trucking.
Let's keep on trucking. All right, grunt number one.
Snake dude for life. How
How is in-game water now?
I think that's Frankie.
Well, who should talk about this? Who's really interested in
who loves water more than anything else in the world?
Sketch, what do you think?
Kevin Costner?
Oh, a whole world.
So we have lots of different types of water.
Yep.
Some of them you've seen in the beta. They've all improved since then. But, I mean, honestly, like, it's got to the point where, I mean, there's no kind of water we can't really replicate. There's one kind of water that I'm not happy with right now, later on in the game, because I think it looks too tropical for the setting. But if it turns out that's not correct anyway, so.
You know the great thing about our water is, though? And I pointed this out to you the other day, that it looks right. So good. I mean, just, I mean, we're not trying to toot our own horn, but it looks pretty good, and it's showing, like, Halo 3 is getting wetter and wetter.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you'll be walking through a level where there heretofore was no water, and all of a sudden you're like, sploosh, sploosh, sploosh. What the?
Oh, I know.
There's a puddle.
I know which level you're talking about. It didn't have water before, because it had, yeah.
Wait, I don't know if I would call that water. Is more of a liquid
viscous gloop
substance.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been petitioning for like a Wave Runner ever since I first saw Hal's water.
Well, that's the thing. We know for a fact that we have a Zodiac that doesn't do anything in the game, the kind of like inflatable boat, and it's just laying around. So we've been trying to get them to put it in places where we can knock into the ocean and go tooling around on it, but it's not a real vehicle.
Did you guys do any shenanigans at the river in
Spartan 117? Oh, we did crazy shenanigans.
We went fishing.
Did you really?
Crabbing. Just go
underwater? Yeah, we went underwater. We jumped off the waterfall. The waterfall.
Shucked some oysters. Sweet.
Did you kill any fish?
I killed a grunt that floated over the waterfall. Hilarious.
That was true.
Yeah, killing fish is awesome.
Yeah, there's fish in the water, folks. Go find them.
It's true.
And they have physics and death and it's... Yeah. That's too much detail.
Blood comes out of them when you shoot them too.
Actually, the coolest water, coolest water thing I've seen in a while is in Sierra 117 when the Phantom pulls in and it spills out the whatever dozen grunts that come piling out of the Phantom, which is awesome in its own way. And they land in the pool at the bottom of the waterfall, and the sun's on the water, and the ripples go off, and it's just so awesome to see the guys spill out.
Well, I mean, the thing about the water physics and the water simulation, as it were, is it's all completely. I mean, it's super hardwired into the game engine, so anything you do with water, it will replicate correctly.
What about water sports?
Well, people
do not Google.
Do not Google. But, we would walk up to corpses sunk in the shallow pool, changing the subject, and just melee them just to show that they sort of splash around and they cause waves. And they, when you first hit a corpse, it'll float to the surface again for a second and then sink.
Yeah, that's good. Sounds really cool. Water good.
Yeah. So our next question is from David Tabor 4.
David Tabor's question is, I want to hear Joseph Staten as the Grunts in the next podcast. Oh, wait.
you go.
David,
self-fulfilling
done.
Question.
Making dreams happen here on the Bungie podcast.
Yeah. Next question is from D. Sween Lickin.
No, it's LKN. It's not Lickin.
Okay.
Stupid grunt.
Are there any vehicles we haven't heard about yet?
Yes.
Yeah. A
couple, right?
A few. Lots.
Some you'll hear about.
I wouldn't say lots.
Some later.
A few.
Easy there, cowboy.
Why not?
Don't feature creep us and on after ZBR.
Well, no, here's the thing. It depends on what you define as a vehicle, right?
No, I mean certainly in terms of pilotable,
really.
Drivable.
What do you mean? How do you define a vehicle?
The one with the horn.
Oh, you mean the Rapture?
Yeah, I think we've...
Are we opening with the Rapture as our sound effect?
No. Not this week, no.
Oh, we should. Put it in right here in this pause.
All right, here's the sound of the Rapture.
I'm saying that counts as a vehicle.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, good. And how?
You've said too much.
Okay.
That counts as the vehicle.
It does, all right.
Well. But there's other vehicles that are probably just as exciting to some people.
Yes, but the answer is yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Operating Sumo asks, no one's ever going to ask to hear the grunt voice ever again after this. It's going to be awesome. Operating Sumo asks, could you give us an update on Halo Wars?
Well, no, except there are grunts in Halo Wars. That was the first thing I noticed when we went to see that demo.
Some of your kin are in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, much smaller.
True. It's true.
Where's your check?
I mean, Halo Wars is, we've been working with those guys for a long time on that stuff. And I mean, did they show? Did they? They
did. They did show it for the first time.
Frank and I. The only other game we got to see at the show was Halo Wars.
That's cool. I mean, the great thing about it is, and I think they show this in the trailer too, is how much it looks and feels.